Steve Trinity Resources, ISE3, Listening 19. You are going to hear a talk about housing. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then, I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? After a couple of years with my partner, both of us in stable jobs, we decided it was time to get on the property ladder. We'd seen videos on YouTube of shipping container houses made of the big metal boxes used to take goods on ships, and the idea suited us. I'd be lying if I said cost wasn't a big factor in our choice. Since we didn't need a huge house, it worked out a lot cheaper putting three old containers together than buying something in brick and mortar. Part of this comes from the ease of transport. The supplier we used said there were millions of second-hand containers all over the world, and they all fit on the back of lorries, since they were designed for it. We also appreciated giving another use to something that would have just rusted away somewhere. We try to live fairly sustainably. I have heard that there are concerns about this, because the containers are 100% steel, which is much more than is actually needed to build a house, for example. And they need reinforcement on the roof, because they are not structurally sound if it snows or rains heavily. So these are all added costs in material and in environmental impact. Luckily, we managed to get a living roof with soil and plants, which is strong and provides excellent insulation, as well as being visually appealing. The walls were a bit more difficult. Because the containers are fairly small, we didn't want to lose space by putting in lots of insulation, so we chose a high-density foam insulation, which was not so green. The size is a real love or hate thing, I think. I'm over 6 feet tall, so the house is cozy for me. Other people might say it's cramped, but it depends how you see it. What's more, as it's effectively metal, it might rust over the years, so we have to keep an eye out for that. In fact, that's especially true, as we bought a fairly old and beat-up container. Apparently, most houses use newer ones that have only been on a few trips, but we said to ourselves, that's not really recycling. On the whole, we're delighted with the house. It's probably not as cheap or as environmentally friendly as we first expected. I mean, it's still a house. It needs to be comfortable and provide us with little luxuries, which costs money and uses energy. But it's a viable alternative to traditional housing. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then, I'll ask you to tell me what pros and cons of living in shipping container houses the man gives, and if he comes to a conclusion. Are you ready? After a couple of years with my partner, both of us in stable jobs, we decided it was time to get on the property ladder. We'd seen videos on YouTube of shipping container houses made of the big metal boxes used to take goods on ships, and the idea suited us. I'd be lying if I said cost wasn't a big factor in our choice. Since we didn't need a huge house, it worked out a lot cheaper putting three old containers together than buying something in brick and mortar. Part of this comes from the ease of transport. The supplier we used said there were millions of second-hand containers all over the world, and they all fit on the back of lorries, since they were designed for it. We also appreciated giving another use to something that would have just rusted away somewhere. We try to live fairly sustainably. I have heard that there are concerns about this, because the containers are 100% steel, which is much more than is actually needed to build a house, for example. And they need reinforcement on the roof, because they are not structurally sound if it snows or rains heavily. So these are all added costs in material and in environmental impact. Luckily, we managed to get a living roof with soil and plants, which is strong and provides excellent insulation, as well as being visually appealing. The walls were a bit more difficult. Because the containers are fairly small, we didn't want to lose space by putting in lots of insulation, so we chose a high-density foam insulation, which was not so green. The size is a real love or hate thing, I think. I'm over 6 feet tall, so the house is cozy for me. Other people might say it's cramped, but it depends how you see it. What's more, as it's effectively metal, it might rust over the years, so we have to keep an eye out for that. In fact, that's especially true, as we bought a fairly old and beat-up container. Apparently, most houses use newer ones that have only been on a few trips, but we said to ourselves, that's not really recycling. On the whole, we're delighted with the house. It's probably not as cheap or as environmentally friendly as we first expected. I mean, it's still a house. It needs to be comfortable and provide us with little luxuries, which costs money and uses energy, but it's a viable alternative to traditional housing. Now tell me, what pros and cons of living in shipping container houses the man gives, and if he comes to a conclusion. You have 1 minute to talk.